Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Mixed news for the economy and new state unemployment numbers. Last month, the unemployment rate dropped to 9% even, down from 9.2% in May. That's the good news. On the other side, while the economy has added 500 new jobs last month, that was well under the 15,000 new positions added in May. Governor DeVal Patrick joins us on the line now to talk about what he thinks the numbers mean. Good morning, Governor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How do you interpret the jobless numbers? While there were 500 jobs added in June, that's way fewer than the 15,000 more jobs in May. Is the recovery in Massachusetts slowing?
No. The Massachusetts economy is recovering and recovering at a good pace. We've had 5 months of strong job gains. In this last month in June, it was 3,400 jobs in the private sector. It's coming in all of the key sectors, including construction, which is really great news. Home sales, retail leasing, downtown office space leasing are all up. Business confidence is surging and has 14 of the last 16 months. And CNBC just yesterday moved us up to the top five places in the country in which to do business in the view of business leaders. So there's obviously more to do, more people to get back to work, Bob, but we are in Massachusetts on the mend and on the move.
Everyone is looking at the state of the economy and jobs numbers as huge factors in the election this fall, in your reelection bid. In your crystal ball, what will the jobless number be in November when voters decide whether to pull the lever for you or not?
Nice try, Bob. You want me to predict, and then when we're off a half a tenth of a point to say, oh, gee, we blew it. But look, the point is not the election outcome or the election factor. The point is getting people back to work, and that's my focus. We've been pursuing a strategy which is paying off. It's about education. It's about encouraging and supporting those innovation industries where our real job opportunities come from, the life sciences and biotech, the clean and alternative energy sector, IT, education and healthcare, and all of the industries that support them. Precision manufacturing is coming back. And as you know, Bob, we're reinvesting in our infrastructure, rebuilding our broken roads and bridges and expanding broadband and the like, all of that creating jobs right now as well, but also economic value and quality of life out for a long time.
But as you point out, there are still many people without jobs in Massachusetts, and many people struggling for a long time, some over a year, maybe over 2 years without work. How big an albatross will the economy be for you in your reelection bid?
You know, what I'm focused on is how big unemployment is and albatross for the folks and the families who are unemployed. That is my first order of business, and I think that's the first order of business of anybody who wants to help here. And that's why we've pursued successfully the strategy that we have and want to continue to do so. I'll also say this. For those who have been out of work for a long time, we need the extension of those unemployment insurance benefits, and that's stuck in the Senate right now, and we could sure use the help of both of our senators in moving that forward.
Well, you say both senators because, of course, John Kerry is going to vote for it, but Senator Scott Brown, I think, is pretty much on the fence, not quite deciding whether he's for it or against it, although he has spoken out against it up to this point. What have you told Scott Brown recently to try and move him in the other direction to get him to vote for the extension?
Look, my message is the same. We've got to pay attention to real people with real struggles here in Massachusetts and not abstract partisan issues. This is about people trying to put food on the table and pay the rent. And they're not sitting around eating bonbons all day. They are looking for work, and we are doing what we can to create the conditions to grow those jobs. But in the meanwhile, it seems to me just as a matter of decency in a whole community, one that pays attention to and sees our stake in each other, that we do what we can to relieve some of their burden in the short run.
All right. Let me ask you a question about another topic, casinos. Negotiations over casinos on Beacon Hill seem to have stalled, stuck on the issue of slot machines at racetracks. The House and House Speaker DeLeo want them. The Senate and Senate President Therese Murray don't. You don't either. Is there room for compromise on the slot issue, and what should it be?
Well, I hope there's room for compromise, Bob, because I think there is a right way to expand gaming here and pick up jobs and minimize the social impact. And I think the right way to do that, as you know, and we've talked about this before, is in the context of destination resort casinos. I think that there, if we get a compromise, it'll be because we've dialed down the rhetoric a little bit and folks have started talking to each other instead of just about each other. And that's what I've been trying to encourage everyone to do.
Well, could you accept slot machines at a racetrack or some racetracks as part of that compromise?
I don't think that's the right way to go. My position on that hasn't changed.
No, I understand. I understand that, Governor, and you've made that quite perfectly clear, I think, this morning and over time. But my point is that a compromise is a compromise, or it's a stalemate. So, is there a compromise over slot machines specifically?
Like I said, my position on that hasn't changed. What I was about to say is that the concern expressed by the tracks about the value of their purses and the employment of their people are things I think that we can deal with in other ways without putting slots at the track. And I think in that space may be the place for a compromise.
And do you expect a compromise to be reached, or do you think it is possible that the casino gambling legislation will not see the light of day in this legislative session, which is, in theory, supposed to wrap up pretty soon?
Well, you know, my concern is not just about the casino bill. It's about the number of other important bills that are held up while the casino bill gets discussed and negotiated. We have Corey reform. We have important measures around economic development and support for small businesses. We've got issues that help us, measures that help us further contain health care costs, which is enormously important for working families. These and other measures are stuck right now as well, and time, as you said at the outset, is running out. So I think, as I say, it's really important that we all be talking, but above all, that the in the leadership and throughout the legislature, particularly those who are participating on these conference committees, get down to the work of making the necessary reasonable and thoughtful trades so that we can get all of this stuff in an acceptable way to my desk before they adjourn at the end of this month.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, the clock has run out on our time for this interview. Thank you very much for speaking with us, and have a good day.
Hey, Bob, you have a great day. Take care.